C4, the notation that we've adopted, just feels really intuitive. We get new architects starting every couple of months, for example, and those architects are able to pick this up really, really quickly. And I think that is such an important thing for an organization that's growing. So C4 is a way of articulating a design in four different levels of detail. So, and I think of it as if I open up Google Maps and I zoom right out, I get a picture of a Google Earth type picture of the globe. And if I zoom into a continent, then I can see all the countries within that continent. And if I zoom in again, I'll see all the cities within a country. And if I zoom in again, I eventually get to Street View. And so the way that I see it, your C1 is almost like your Google Earth view of the world, whereas your C4 is your Street View. And between that, you've got two other levels of detail that you can apply. So that's almost like the country and the city levels of detail, back to that analogy. I think that as you progress through those, the C1 to C2 to C3 to C4, you get to more and more of a granular level of detail. And that really helps, particularly in the agile designs that we do, because within that agile design, as I mentioned earlier, you really don't want to be doing everything up front. You want to be doing things just in time, if possible, but you need to have done enough up front to know that you're heading in the right direction. And so to C4 really helps us with that, because we can do that C1 and C2 level of detail months in advance, and then ready for sprint planning, we can get that C3 level of detail done.
That was Amar Meehan, lead technologist at Boots, talking to me about how Boots have adopted C4 notation as a way of articulating solution design to both technical and non-technical stakeholders within the organization. Amar will be joining me on the Engineering Leader this coming Sunday, where we will chat about the role of a solutions architect and how this enables engineering teams at Boots to move at pace to deliver value to customers in an agile way. In the meantime, remember, we all write bad code. If you disagree, you may as well switch off. My name is Steve Westgarth, and this is the Engineering Leader.